I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Refiel.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless. Here we go. We're here.
Hello.
We're here at the Wolf Pop Network.
Hello, Wolf Pop.
Hey, hey, hey. It's really an honor to be here, I gotta say.
It's definitely an honor.
Like, I don't know if I've really drunk it in. I really, like, took in the studio today and all the cool people that are here and, like, went into all the little gidge-gadged.
What? That's a word. It is now.
All the cool shoes that are up and gadgets and
the table
whatnot.
With everybody's name on it.
Yeah, I just was like, oh, this is a pretty dope place to do a podcast.
It's pretty awesome.
Emily.
Deans.
Wingana, as I've now tend to call myself.
The newly Wingana.
So speaking of being a Wingana, which as we learned from Hunter March is a fusion of two names, and it's called...
It's your ship name.
It's your ship name when your boyfriend-girlfriend name gets mushed together. So I'm in a ship, right?
Totally.
And I think I'm going to get proposed to soon.
I think you are. I think you are.
But here's the thing. It's like, to even say that out loud, it's like
lot.
It could be not happening, and I'm going to be playing myself.
No, yes.
But it could.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Because I know that, you know, there's been ring talk, right?
There has been ring talk.
And so from personal experience, from ring talk to proposal,
right.
In my mind, took 1,000 years.
I see.
But.
Right. But it didn't, but it just felt like it did, or did it? It kind of did take that time.
And it took like 6 months.
Okay.
Which was like 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Because when you are like, okay, there's a ring. There,
right.
It like, physically exists.
I want to get it.
I want it on my finger.
Yeah.
I mean, not to sound crazy, but it's like, hello, what's it doing? Sitting in a box somewhere?
Yeah.
Fucking ask, like, put like, on your gonads and ask the question.
Let me put it to good use. Get it
Is
to the
terrible?
People.
Maybe that wasn't right.
No, but. I like it. Well, yeah, so there's a pending proposal, God willing.
I mean, it's happening.
We'll see. I mean, it hasn't yet. So we will see. But here's
– It takes a while. It takes longer than you want, but go on.
Okay. So I have a couple secret Pinterest boards.
I can't believe – okay, you need to share me to yours and I'll share you to mine, but go on.
You mean to invite you to my secret Pinterest board?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yes. Because we're planning your wedding.
We are. I guess we are.
Yeah, and I will pin shit to your board.
Oh, cool. Yeah. All right. So I – showed my boyfriend, not my fiance, showed him just sort of like because we were talking about timelines and places and I was like, oh, well, hold on. And I open up like my secret wedding board and you like here's what. It's like it's one thing to have a secret wedding board and to know that you're pinning things to it. It's another thing to kind of like before you've been proposed to, full disclosure.
Yeah.
And I saw him like be like, oh, okay. Like, someone's doing some thinking, you know.
Yeah.
And it was kind of funny. And I kind of got a little embarrassed like, oh. Because I had a secret wedding board and then I had a secret Chinese wedding board with Chinese wedding stuff on it.
Oh, that's actually really sweet, though.
Yeah, I mean.
I hope he was touched by that.
I think so.
That took a lot of research and a lot of pinning.
Yeah, it did. There's not as much as I'd like, you know, up there for the Chinese stuff. But Pinterest is funny. You know, it's a funny little thing. It's like, these are my desires and these are the things I like. And I'm going to pin them into a virtual space that's, you know, it's weird.
No, it is weird. Like, you know, back in the day, we just took the magazine and cut
Rip
pictures
out.
And then like 2 weeks later, it was like in the trash.
Yeah. Like this is, it's funny. But we have a guest on today.
Sophia Carter Khan.
Yes. And she's the gal. 22?
22.
She seems to, like, be on the cusp of what's going on, what's going out, what's coming in. So maybe we can find out where Pinterest is at.
I have a feeling it's not going to be pretty.
Oh, boy.
Let's bring her in.
OMFG! How has this life been treating you?
It's been pretty good. Life after college is pretty unstructured, you guys.
It's a little wild, right?
Newsflash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
And how long has it been since you graduated?
It's been about a year because I did the December thing.
So you're fresh. Time.
I'm pretty fresh.
Do you know stuff that you can like help us out with? Like we were talking about different kind of apps and like Pinterest and all sorts of like we need to know. I don't know if you know about the podcast, but we need to know.
Oh, I know
because we don't. You know,
I know about the podcast.
I
am a listener.
How you say? Listener?
I am a fan.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's exciting.
That's exciting.
That's exciting. Thank you so much.
I think you mean, oh, my F guy. Okay.
You can even say it. That's the fun thing.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
Okay, cool.
Dick, pussy, whatever. Whatever you want.
Cunt lips. Maybe not that. Don't say that.
Fart ass face.
That was my mom's second choice for a name, actually.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
She should have considered it.
Yeah.
I hate to make it about us, but what do you love about us?
Well, unlike Invisibilia, I like that I can tell your voices apart very easily.
Yeah.
I like that you guys are very happy to learn. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's why we're here. This whole life is just about learning. Learning and loving.
You just got out of school, but we are
perma-school.
Permanently.
All right. So we're going to ask you a few questions.
Yeah. Sure.
How old are you?
I am 24.
Hit it or quit it?
Hit it.
We didn't ask the question.
Hold on. Damn, girl. She be hitting it.
She's like, yes, whoever it is.
Whatever it is, I am hitting it. Marva's hitting it. And again.
You gotta hit it.
Hit it.
That is a good like life philosophy.
Hit it or quit it.
Hit it.
Hit it.
Hit it. Hit it.
Hit it. Always.
Keep hitting it.
I'm sorry, what are the choices?
Hit it or quit it. Hit it or quit it, Mario Lopez.
Oh, quit it.
Oh, yeah. Hitting everything but Mario Lopez.
Yeah.
Great.
Not hitting him at all. Okay, hit it or quit it, scrunchies.
Hit it.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
What is the favorite app on your phone?
Well, I downloaded this app called Moment, and it has this little alarm every time I've been on my phone, like staring at it for longer than 15 minutes. And that's really been helping me, like, curb my phone usage.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I like that, although it's like I resent it, too, because I'm like, oh, shut up.
Shut up. I just want to be on here, but I hear you. Does Moment have any other features, or is that the feature of it?
I think it was connected to another podcast, but I don't really know. I never actually open it. It just
tells you, like, bitch. You've been listening.
Yeah.
You've been on your phone too long.
Exactly. It actually says, you're over your limit with like 4 exclamation points.
Oh my God, it's so aggressive.
I know.
I kind of like that.
Yeah. I've been trying to reduce my screen time. So I also like, I have this new app called Ringly, and that goes with this ring.
Can you spell that?
Ringly.
Okay.
So this is like my new gadget.
Oh my gosh. Okay, for everyone listening, she's wearing this gorgeous ring. It's like gold and looks like it has a huge rock in it.
Super cool.
So fake rock.
This is connected to that.
Yeah. So it has like a Bluetooth thing in it. And that way I can keep my phone in my purse. And I've set it to like buzz different times for texts or emails or phone calls. And I can decide. And it like also lights up if I've set it to be a specific person.
Do people have questions when they see your ring light up?
No, because nobody notices, which is also the best thing. So I can like look like I just magically know.
Yeah.
Well, it's great because it's like if you're, you know, at a conference, in a business meeting,
exactly,
in something, and like you're only going to take a phone call from like an emergency person.
Right, exactly.
That is perfect.
And this way, my boyfriend will be a lot less mad at me for checking my phone during dinners because I won't do it unless it's like my best friend.
Unless it's super important.
Unless it's your best friend. It's like not my boss. It's unless it's my best friend.
Yeah, no, sure.
Well, she's always in a crisis probably, though, right?
Yeah. Best friends always are.
Yeah.
And then other than that, I pretty much use like Snapchat and Instagram. Do you guys use Snapchat at all? Okay. So this is what – this Snapchat is just like a – it looks like a camera.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. There's this notification in the bottom left. That means somebody sent me a Snapchat. It's my best friend.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, best friend. What did she send you?
She sent me a picture of her eating a carrot at work.
Wow.
So that's it?
That's it.
And then it disappears?
No, it's gone.
And you'll never look at it.
Because I looked at it.
And you'll never see it again.
So
never.
If you want it, you have to screen grab it.
Yeah. But she would know if I had. And since that was kind of a goofy picture, if I took a screenshot and it said, Sophie took a screenshot, she'd probably text me like,
don't do anything.
What are you
with
doing
that?
With that? Yeah.
She'd be like, Bish, please delete that.
Yeah,
Bish,
exactly. Please. Somehow, like, a Snapchat selfie or a Snapchat message is another way to, like, keep people updated on what you're doing or be like, hey, without actually having to be, like, in a whole conversation about it.
Great.
Okay.
Does that make sense, kind of?
It kind of does. It's very temporary. It's like, it seems like, you know, in a world of things moving fast, like it's not even a record. Like an Instagram, you can scroll down and see what happened. And it's just as – it's a quickie. It's
but
a real
Instagram
quickie. It's a hit it.
Yeah, it's a hit it. I mean, but Instagram is like – it's all like edited pics where you choose it and then you can like erase your blemishes and you can like filter it or whatever.
Oh, wait,
yeah,
wait,
on
wait.
Other apps.
On other apps?
On other apps, yeah.
Wait, okay. So teach us. Teach
is that
us.
What people are doing?
I think maybe.
Teach That's us. What How Whitney do- Cummings. That bitch is
yeah,
doing
see, look,
shit.
My best friend just texted me,
honest.
Who are they, about you guys.
Oh.
Because she saw my Snapchat.
Highs and lows, but okay.
Yeah. feels good and hurt.
It hurts and it feels good, but as expected. But go on.
No, I will say, after working with Whitney Cummings,
she's glorious.
Her skin is pearlescent.
Is it really?
Okay, fine.
It looks like it. Okay, so the new thing on Instagram is to like, actually do no filter or no editing. It's like kind of normcore.
What? I'm sorry.
Normcore is like there's been like a trend in the past year of people just wearing like instead of fashion being be as like wild and individual as you can, it's like I'm being normcore. Like we're all kind of dressed normcore right now.
Just like
sweetheart,
just
like you're exhausted. Like I'm sorry, and I God bless everyone. You know, hashtag blessed and all of that.
Yeah.
But can't we just say, hey, I'm just like dressed normal. Like, why does it have to be normcore?
I mean, I think there's more. I think
it's more layered than that.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I ever actually have achieved
normcore.
But
oh
there's something
God,
about
me.
Intentionality to it too. You know what I mean? Like
I don't.
Okay, well like especially in LA, if I go outside, I want to be either like I tried hard or like I despicably did not try at all, you know? I want to look like ugly or like yeah, she looks okay. She looks good. You know what I mean?
Is ugly normcore?
So, I think ugly is kind of normcore.
Oh
ugly is like
the first image that came up when I Google image normcore is Seinfeld, which is actually
really
funny.
Really normcore.
Shoes. I can see the shoes Seinfeld would wear, which
normcore.
Were like those white tennis shoes that my
exactly.
uncle wears
I'm
is
having,
very normcore.
Yeah, real resistance to normcore right now. I'm going to be honest. My whole body is rejecting it.
That's fine.
It's really, really upsetting to me because it's nothing.
You know, it is something, though. It's like, it is. It's on purpose.
What purpose? Can't it just be not purpose? How about I'm just, this like, I didn't purposely normcore. I'm just in jeans and a sweatshirt.
I mean, that would probably look normcore.
Normcore, but it's not normcore. It's just jeans and a sweatshirt and some old sneakers. When it like we it is very early in the morning right now, and we are normcore because of the time of day. We're not normcore because we're like we're being normcore.
Okay, I mean some of it. Like I know most about it through like my cool friends in San Francisco who are like in the design world.
Right.
So I'm definitely not. I don't know that much about it, but I think part of it is, like, I'm hoping that the swing back to sincerity from, like, ironic stuff continues.
Okay.
And I think normcore is kind of, like, the fashion side of that of, like,
just
yeah,
accepting.
I'm honestly just wearing this stuff because I want to. I guess you could also look at it, like, super ironic, whatever, but
it sounds
I'm hoping
like
it's more
super
sincere.
Ironic. It sounds like as ironic as life could get.
Maybe, but it's not, like, it's not performative. It's like, these are just my clothes.
I feel like I really love, though, that it's inspired by the fashion of Seinfeld.
Yeah, that's sweet. That
Seinfeld
is
sweet. Core.
Seinfeld core. That's I really can respond.
Because it comes up a lot in the Google image search. So I'm that's what I'm basing Normcore on right now is just like the looks of the characters on Seinfeld. Yeah. And I'm into that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look.
That could be a little more
I'm
lame.
I'm really grateful to you for sharing it.
Yeah.
I'm not – I hope you're not feeling the heat of what I'm feeling towards you.
No.
I'm just feeling – I'm feeling crazy right now.
No, I get it.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
But I think that's – so that was like – now there's this more trend of, like, fewer filters on Instagram, like, so that it's, like more real.
Real
like,
life.
This is what it looks like right now. Like, Lena Dunham almost never uses filters, and Whitney Cummings is why I thought of it. She, like, almost never
– doesn't use a filter.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just, like, this is a picture, and it's, like, a specific style
unreal.
As opposed to just being, like, your uncle doesn't know how to use Instagram and, like, by accident didn't use a filter or something.
Okay. So you were talking about some other filters that get us into Instagram, like or apps that get us into Instagram with filters. What are those?
There's this one called Perfect 365 that if you take – here, I'll do it on you guys. It like adds makeup on you.
So much photos on a day that we're so normcore.
And it looks really –
it
like,
puts makeup on you?
It looks really ridiculous.
But I'm super into this
one.
Oh,
boy.
Let's see.
Well, we are normcore today.
I'm normcore every day. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm normcore every day,
Perfect
too.
Perfect 365 is definitely not normcore, though.
All right.
It's like
– you're like just going in.
Face.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get it.
I didn't know that there was an app that would put makeup on you, which actually would kind of be amazing for me since I never wear makeup.
No, it's the worst, though. Like, people – my favorite is when people on Tumblr use it to put makeup, like, on their babies or pets and stuff because it looks really funny.
Is it just a smear of pink across the cheek and a smear –
Well, you can see. Okay, it's telling me to have you pick a hot style for an instant makeover. So
– great.
Do you want –
this is all in your hands.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to give you a couple choices. Okay. Do you want pop, dainty, or silk?
Ooh, silk for sure.
Yeah, no doubt.
That was like...
No doubt. No brainer.
And
okay.
Hit it. Everyone who's listening, we will put this image up on the website so you can see Emily Perfect 365 like you've never seen her before.
Bless. Okay. I seriously left the house like, oh, God, we always take a picture, but... whatever.
We can just
it
go hoodies up.
Is. Hoodies up today.
Hoodies up
Norm
today.
Normcore to the max, like... oh, I'm so mad at
I should have brought my Elaine a little bit harder. Just like a blazer.
Nuh-uh.
Like loafers. A white button-down shirt.
Great.
Okay, so I'll just give it to you to play around with. Just touch the things at the bottom and you can see.
First of all.
We're not putting this photo up anywhere.
It's not going nowhere.
No.
Emily looks touched by an angel in this picture.
I look very special, and this will never see the light of day.
My God, you look precious.
But do you see how it, like, changes your eyeshadow and stuff?
Yes.
Weirdly? And you can, like, pay for more makeup, but I don't want to do that.
It is absolutely terrifying. It looks like I am the exorcist, and there are demons coming out of my eyeballs.
I'm, like, deeply concerned about this. So let's take a break, and we will be back with more Sophie Carter Khan, and we'll be continuing to learn.
OMFG!
The Pop Sugar Must Have Box is a monthly subscription featuring the absolute best of products in fashion, beauty, home, fitness, food, and more. Each box is curated by the Pop Sugar editors, includes over $100 of hand-picked full-size products, but it's only $39.95. Contents are a surprise each month. The perfect gift to give yourself or someone special in your life. The March Pop Sugar Must Have Box included 7 lifestyle products, including a diffuser, which actually I use. It's in my bathroom, and my whole house smells amazing. The products from Bliss Beauty, Benefit, Wet Brush, and more. The Bliss Beauty Scrub alone was over $48 in value. March is now sold out, so hurry to secure the April box before it's gone. Recent past boxes have included products from Tarte, Bobble Bar, Smashbox, Williams-Sonoma, and First Aid Beauty. Get your box for April now using the code OMFG for $5 off at musthave.popsugar.com. That's code OMFG at musthave.popsugar.com. Thank you.
OMFG!
So I was telling Emily that I had a secret board on Pinterest.
Okay.
It was a wedding board. Ew. How did you know?
Because it's everyone's secret board.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Except I recently made mine not secret and just renamed it Come At Me.
Oh.
Because I was like, whatever, everyone has this, and I don't care. So I'm going to make mine public so everyone can see my true wedding taste.
That's the opposite of normcore right there.
Come at me.
Yeah, whatever.
How you living?
Everyone has a wedding board. Everyone has it.
Okay, great. Yeah. So I hadn't until, so mine is relatively recent. I'm not engaged.
Okay.
But showed my boyfriend it. And then I got a little nervous and embarrassed, like, because we were just talking about locations and I was like, just pulled it up like, oh, well, you know, here's this. And then he was like, okay, you've been planning. So how is Pinterest doing with the youths?
Well, I mean, I used it a lot more in college a couple of years ago.
Okay.
I'm more likely to waste time on like Tumblr and stuff right now. Or even Reddit, which is like not, I don't know, not all my friends use Reddit, but a lot of guys do.
We kind of get to the bottom of that at some point.
Yeah, it's a weird place. But I like Pinterest for like, it really suits that part of my personality that just wants to keep and organize everything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like the part that really liked having a pencil pouch in high school, you know?
It's a virtual pencil pouch.
Yeah, so I like it. Like,
so that doesn't sound very hip, though.
It's not hip, for sure. It's, like, definitely the realm of, like, young moms, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. Mm. Not so bad.
Not
could
as bad.
Be worse.
So we're in the right zone.
Yeah. Could be worse.
Yeah.
Like, craftspiration.
Craftspiration.
Well, Sophie, mm-hmm. however you want to call yourself, I'll call you Sophie. Okay. Sophie,
yeah.
Tell the people where they can find you.
They can find me on Twitter at Sophia CK.
Not confusing at all.
Yeah, I know. Sophie CK was taken.
Where can we find your boyfriend?
I don't know.
At the mall.
Yeah. At home. I don't know.
I just wanted to give him a shout out.
Yeah, shout out,
you know,
Victor.
Why not? Shout out to Victor.
Victor's great mac and cheese.
Great.
Ooh,
oh.
That's a skill to have.
Right?
Yeah. You guys going to have that at your wedding?
I guess so.
Yeah.
She's like, too soon. Awkward. Come at me.
Come at me.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
Hashtag normcore.
Hashtag normcore.
Bye.
OMFG.
Well, we learned what we hate today.
Normcore.
That's the right one.
We couldn't have been dressed more perfectly for this particular episode. We are as normcore as we've ever been.
But I also just don't understand, like, what are other people wearing that's not normcore?
Feathers aren't normcore. I think anything,
like, I'm looking at the images, and there's a lot of, like, track pants and ugly sandals.
Right.
And, like, weird hats. Is that the thing? Is that a thing?
It's so hilarious.
Ooh, clogs.
That, like, this is considered something. It's just ridiculous.
Because it's just everyday people wear.
It's just clothes. Normcore is clothes that actually will provide protection from the elements. Like, that's what normcore is.
It's like basically just what the normal people wear, and fashion people are like, oh, let's dress like the normal people.
Yeah, it's like fashion people were like, you know what? It's really expensive to be fashionable every day, so maybe we should just wear some normal clothes every now and again. But we've got to give it a title, because then people know that we're actually doing – we're still doing something.
Right.
What we're doing is like doing what everybody else does who's living in the middle of the country and elsewhere.
Well, you know what? I think we really rock our normcore.
We have been rocking our normcore pretty, pretty hard.
And I'm into it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, P.S. We just caught up with like – or fashion just caught up with us.
With us. With us. I mean, I'm literally – we both literally have on sneakers, jeans, shirts, and gray hoodies.
That's what we're wearing.
I got my glasses on, hair in a bun. Couldn't be more normcore. Couldn't be – more normcore than we are today. So that was good.
We could leave here and go to Target and get lost. We would just blend in. We would be like a chameleon.
Right. God, some stuff just really burned your buns, you know? Normcore is burning my buns right now.
It's like you accidentally sat down in the wrong place in the sauna.
Yeah.
Getting,
ow!
Oh,
God.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, look, I'm never using one of those photo apps.
Yeah, they suck.
They weren't very good.
Yeah, they just don't, like, whatever. And by the way, it's not like, oh, someone is not putting a filter on something. It's like, thank you for being real. It's like, well, or just whatever.
You know what's nice about getting older is I'm like, P.S., this is my face. This is just what it looks like, and I don't care.
Right.
Like, deal with
it. We've got a good face.
Well, but it's also just like, I'm not, unless I'm going under the knife, like, this is my fucking
right.
face. It's been my face forever.
Right.
What am I trying to change or hide or, you know, like, just deal with this.
Real talk, though, that picture that Sophie took of your face was tough.
It was so bad.
You
I love
did?
That she just, like, sat there, like, so kindly, like, not laughing and, like, trying to make this whole thing work.
Emily had, like, one eye cockeyed and, like, she looked special. I mean, you did. It was, like,
a touch of the down. But, you know, we deleted it and it's okay.
Yeah.
It won't be anywhere.
Well, guys, we continue to learn. We continue to inform. You can be aggravated with us and continue to be on this search for knowledge that will both enlighten you, make you angry, and keep you going forward. So we are on – we happen to be on the Wolf Pop Network. We are at OMFG Pod on Twitter. You can also find us there on Instagram.
Hit us up on Tumblr.
Hey, why not? We are tumbling. We have a page with definitions and different pictures that you may not have seen elsewhere.
Tweet at us because we love reading your tweets on air, except for today.
I'm Deanna Raphael.
And I'm Emily Foster.
Have a great day.
OMFG!
Again, we want to thank Pop Sugar for sponsoring today's episode. The Pop Sugar Must Have Box is a monthly subscription featuring the absolute best of products in fashion, beauty, home, fitness, food, and more. Not just a fashion and beauty box, each box includes over $100 of hand-picked full-size products. It's the perfect gift to give yourself or someone special in your life, especially because every month's items are a surprise. Get your 8-Ball box right now using the code OMFG for $5 off at musthave.popsugar.com. That's code OMFG at musthave.popsugar.com.
Pop. Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley, and Paul Scheer.